Alright, this is the Bitter Comics podcast. It is Sunday and I'm missing football for this. Thanks, Joel.
Pretty much.
And, you know, Patriots and, what is it?
The Steelers.
Patriots-Steelers game. Pretty close.
Are you a fan of either of those teams, though, really?
No, I'm really not. But
okay,
then
fuck you.
I have an NFL ticket and, you know, I pay $50 for that.
Oh, I see.
So,
I'd sit there and brag about my team.
It's like
team.
When you go to a fast food place and you get the large soda. Why are you getting the large soda? Get the medium. Well, I want to be able to take more home and then, oh, I'm not thirsty. No, you fill that fucking You are not getting out of here without 32 ounces of beverage. Okay, I don't care which one. You can get the pink lemonade light if you want. But you are not walking out of here with even a half an inch of space in the top of that cup.
Not the pink light lemonade.
No.
No, but this is your host, Joel Foreman.
Yo. Hello, and welcome to episode 30 of Bitter Comics. I am JT Foreman. My stage name is JT. It sounds tougher, doesn't it? JT?
It does a little bit more.
You know, it's...
I like it. I like JT a lot more than Joel.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, Joel's a dick.
Joel's a dick name.
That fucking guy.
It sounds like Christmas. It's Christmas time.
Yeah. Either that or a fat guitarist for Good Charlotte.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Hell yeah.
The coolest guys are always JT. I mean, Captain Kirk, James Tiberius. JT. There you go.
Okay, but if we're going to Star Trek, it's all about Jean-Luc Picard. Like,
oh, no. He never fucked
make
a green
so.
Bitch. All right. No, you can't bet. You know, Kirk had sex with a green chick.
He did.
That's awesome.
Is that like bestiality? Like if you had sex with like an alien, like would that be considered it?
I don't know, but it's cool.
Like
whatever it is.
Extraterrestriality.
Yeah, like, it's weird, right? Like,
you'll just get songs sung about you by Katy Perry.
I'm pretty sure, like, it would...
She's hot.
I'm pretty sure, like, what you'd have to do is basically classify if it was, like, an animal type of alien or if it was, like, a humanoid type of alien. Yeah. and my friends
point.
Who are listening to this are going to be like, that's so fucking Boydston.
Oh, Boydston.
Well, you're the guy who went up on stage a couple of weeks ago in your Halloween costume. You dressed up as Boba Fett.
Yeah, Boba Fett. That was
a good costume, though.
Did you gain weight for that?
No, actually. I lost a lot of weight. And
you seem like the kind of guy who would gain or lose weight for a role.
For a role?
Yeah.
I think so.
Even if it's just your Halloween costume, you just, yeah.
I'd pull the Will Ferrell. Like, yeah. I mean, like, if it's a big enough paycheck, hell yeah. But
it's
like,
more like Robert De Niro in the movie Untouchables when he had to play Al Capone. He gained like 100 pounds to do that role.
I'd gain it 100 pounds.
I didn't even recognize that it was Robert De Niro when I first saw that movie. I was like,
do you guys watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
I haven't seen it.
No? Oh, man. Like, one of the characters, Mac, like, put on 50 pounds, and it was because he was funnier that way. Like, he just did it for the hell of it, and so the writers actually made him, like, fat in the show so he could do it.
There was a skit like that on Mad TV once. Was it, like, Will Sasso or something when he was on the show? He had lost a bunch of weight, and they actually were getting letters in from people. You were funnier when you were fat. So they did a sketch about him, like, going nuts at a buffet and just stuffing food down his throat, and it's like, yeah, I'm fat and funny again.
I wouldn't know, because I watched the funny skit shows, like Saturday Night Live, back when Chris Farley was on it.
Let's see. Fat guy was funny.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, man. I mean, like, I can do the Matt Foley impression for you if you want to.
In a minute. But for now, I should probably actually try to get through the intro. I distract myself. Let's see. Well, I usually say I'm here with my good friends Terry the Beast Michael and the Super Negro Champion John Jones. And he calls himself the Super Negro Champion. He's got a website, supernegrochamp.com. Check it out. But they're both missing today. Super Negro Champ, he's still feeling a little under the weather. And Terry Michaels, he's working at The Haunt. It's a haunted house in downtown Fresno. And today is Halloween day, so they opened early. So he got to work. So
yeah.
We're missing both of my co-hosts. But I have two other good friends. I didn't have time to think of a cool nickname for either of them, though. Andrew Boydston?
Yes, that's me.
And Jeremiah Lloyd?
Yes.
How's it going, guys?
It's going well.
Awesome.
Except for the hangover and the fact that I'm a Colts fan. So. Yeah,
and that we're in a library.
And that we're in a library.
Well, here's the thing. You have
a
hangover.
Your life sucks.
You probably got a headache. A library's quiet. It might be good for the hangover.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when I'm hungover, I'm just like, I need to go read. that's what happens.
Nothing takes away my headache more than reading Catcher in the Rye.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, Salinger.
Oh, Salinger. You and your hangover recipe.
I love not fucking whores.
Yes. But we begin once again with our opening segment. JT was a real pricklet last week, in which I apologize for the cruel, offensive, and probably racist things I said last episode. Now, this is episode 30, so for my insensitivity in episode 29, I would like to apologize to black people.
Why are we apologizing to black people?
I always apologize to black people.
I think everyone has to. My friend the other day, he used the N-word, and we actually called up our black friend Collins and apologized. Like, we felt so bad about it. It was like, oh, man, I'm sorry.
You do realize he would not have known, right?
No, but...
They find out. They know.
No, I mean it's basically like when you masturbate to a really hot girl in class, like, and you make eye contact with her sometime in class, and you just go, she knows. Like,
yeah, she knows. Yeah, she knows.
That's never happened to me.
By the way, every attractive woman I know, I have masturbated to the thought of you. I just want to let you know.
You want to apologize?
Yes,
to them?
I have. No, apologize? Absolutely not. I want to thank them.
I want to thank them.
Thank you for being so beautiful that I was able to get off alone.
Please, please apologize for telling them that.
No. Look, I don't have to. They weren't going to fuck me anyways.
Good point. Good point.
What, apologize to get on their good side? I'm a horrible human being.
Tell me to get on your good side by masturbating to you and talking about it.
Exactly. There's a comic in town. His name's Danny Minch. He has this bit about saying the wrong word and feeling bad about, like, here's some colored crayons. I mean, African-American crayons.
Yeah.
I won't do the whole bit. Go see him. He performs at Heroes on their open mic on Tuesdays almost every week. And has a lot of other shows. I love the bit, but I was thinking about that the other day, and I was just wondering if we're going to start doing that with other things also. Like, there's a – here in the conference room at the Fresno County Library, there's a whiteboard. I mean, a Caucasian board.
Yeah.
And if someone is a coward, do you call them, instead of yellow, they're Asian?
You could also say it's an albino board.
That's true, an albino board. That might work, too.
It's got to have red eyes, though.
Well, shit, that sucked. Somehow it stopped recording, but okay. Back to the apologies. I got black people. I'd also like to apologize to ghosts.
And why would you want to apologize to ghosts?
Last week I said that ghosts are dicks.
They really are, though.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they're just always scaring you, everybody, especially the gay ghosts. They just jump out of the closet.
Surprise!
Boo!
Boo!
Boo! That's terrible.
Yeah.
You know what? They don't want to have sex with me either. So, do I seem like I'm obsessing about sex? It's because I am. Appearances can be deceiving, but sometimes they're just right the fuck on.
Yeah, sometimes. Just sometimes.
I'd also like to apologize to clowns, 70s porn, and...
Okay, 70s porn... Why? Because that's.
I think 70s porn owes us apology.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I mean, the mustaches are cool. I think that's the 70s porn is where the term mustache ride came from.
Oh yeah.
You know, this is just that deserves respect right there. Right.
Yeah.
The three people here in the room with mustaches.
Oh right? Yeah.
If it weren't for that, who would want to ride us? Right?
I want that, like, Daniel Day-Lewis mustache from Gangs of New York that, you know, just curl it. Like, look like I'm going to strap a damsel to, like, a railroad somewhere. Just go,
yeah. And the final apology is Donna's panties, if they exist.
Who's?
Donna.
Donna. She's one of the librarians here. She came in during the show to say hi, and after she left, someone mentioned, is she wearing panties? And I said, no, I don't think so. So I just want to, if her panties do exist, I want to apologize for not acknowledging their existence.
That's a down librarian.
As a down librarian.
That is.
And, you know, we were saying last week that a lot of people have a librarian fetish, myself included, and you know, she's ready.
What kind of fetish don't you have, though? Like, I mean, really?
You know, there's not a whole lot of fetishes I don't have.
Anything and everything that's a fetish.
Yeah, I will do if it culminates in a female making contact with my pee-pee.
Golden
I'll
job.
Do pretty much anything.
Yeah?
Yeah, where's the desk drawer? Okay.
Where's the desk
drawer? Smack. 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 I'm getting in the Guinness Book of World. We're going to fuck after this, though, right? Yes. Smack. Smack.
That's awful.
Don't judge me. Ridicule me, but don't judge me.
You well, probably have the Guinness Book of World Records for the most impressive Spank Bank archive.
Hey, I'm an Olympic level masturbator, okay?
You're an Olympic level masturbator.
I hold world records for both speed and distance. You didn't know there were two events, did you?
Oh, no, I didn't know.
Yeah, I actually am in training right now.
Don't train with me in the room.
No. Well, if you would like to know specifically why I'm apologizing for each of these things other than the reasons I gave, check out episode 29 and all of our episodes at bittercomics.podbean.com. And if you'd like to subscribe to Bitter Comics, go to the website, bittercomics.podbean.com. Scroll down a little bit on the right-hand side of the page. There are buttons you can click on to subscribe using iTunes, my Google, and my Yahoo. And if you feel I missed an apology, or to make any comments, send us an email to bittercomics@hotmail.com. And in the subject line, please put, this show should be nominated for an Ig Nobel Prize.
What the hell is an Ig Nobel Prize? It sounds ignorant.
It is, kind Ig of. Nope. Actually, it's a Nobel Prize for ignorance. No, it was on improbable.com. We talked about it last week. Nobel Prizes were announced,
yeah.
And then a couple weeks later, the Ig Nobel Prizes were announced. They're like basically research studies that you really wish you could read the grant request because it's so ridiculous. One of them was they did a study. You know, if among people, psychologically, yawns are contagious.
Oh, yeah.
They did a study to see if that phenomenon was also true among the red-footed tortoise. You'll be happy to know it's not.
Oh, okay.
So
I mean, that's good.
We love my tax dollars.
Yeah, exactly. So hey, guys, thanks a lot for doing the show, especially on such short notice.
Hey,
sure,
no
really
problem, man.
Coming down. How's it going?
It's going well. Just got back into comedy a lot more and getting out to Heroes and Thai Palms.
Cool.
Going
cool.
to be a part of a comedy competition on Tuesday.
Awesome. Yeah, that's Heroes. This guy, Philip Medina.
He
books the Madtown Comedy Jam. It's like once every three months. It takes place in Madeira, and he's also got a new show he started up at it's the Central Cali Comedy Jam. It's in Dinuba, right?
Yeah, at a big room too.
Yeah, and he's he's holding a competition for local comics just to they're recording a DVD at the next one, I believe, and so it's a spot on the DVD.
Yeah, you get on DVD recording and, as well as a paying gig. Which
yeah,
that's tight. I like watching myself.
Yeah, it's, doesn't everyone?
Well, you know, who doesn't?
Well, it depends what you're doing. or who you're doing.
I don't want to videotape anything.
It's like getting enjoyment out of watching yourself doing something.
Yeah, you know,
like, is that like masturbating inadvertently?
Well, okay, I used to videotape when me and my ex would have sex.
And that's why she's your ex now, huh?
Yeah, she actually didn't know that I was recording, and then,
High five.
Look me up on YouPorn, Jeremiah Lloyd, she doesn't know.
Is that the name of it?
Yes,
the name
is.
Of the video? She doesn't know.
I hope you didn't actually post it, actually. Here's the reason. It's not like I don't like looking at people's like secret videos. It just, every time a guy secretly records fucking their girlfriend and then posts it without the girl's permission, it makes it harder for the rest of us to talk our girlfriends.
Hey, at least, like, you know,
that's true.
And then they find out.
Well, you know, you want something to remember her by when she comes to her senses, realizes what a prick you are and dumps you.
You know, they find out afterwards, and it's like, see, this is exactly why I didn't ask you about it beforehand.
Yeah, I know, exactly. You know, it's easier to get forgiveness than permission, I always say. With everything. If you ever wanted to go to a movie, but you didn't ask your dad because you knew he'd say no, but he would forgive you when you got home?
Yeah.
Same concept.
No, I kept it.
It's like sticking it in her butt. You don't ask. You say you're sorry afterwards.
Poke and apologize for an hour. That's really what I call anal sex after my first experience with it. Poke and apologize for an hour. And I mean, that's exactly what happened. And it's like stupid because you don't know what to say afterward. You know, you just look at me like, do you want a glass of water for your ass? Can I fluff your pillow? Don't tell your dad.
He's in the other room. He's what do you mean, don't tell my dad? He's the one holding the camera. Okay, that was horrible. All right, we're going to...
That's fine.
We're going to take a break real quick. I am JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we'll be right back. This is JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we are back. Okay, so we're talking about anal sex. This is a deep subject.
Literally.
And an angry one.
And an angry one. Yes, that's right. Actually, let's move on here. Terry likes lists. He's not here this week, but every week I come up with a list to talk about. You know, it just helps create conversation, keeps things moving.
Well, of course, man. Worked for David Letterman.
Exactly. And the list I found this week, now, I also do a 559 text of the week each week. I go to textfromlastnight.com. They have the alcohol and drug-induced text messages that people send. They have the area code of each of those texts listed. And, you know, I support my town. So I type in the 559 area code, which is where I live, and I find a text message from my area code. But this week, instead of 559 texts a week, I got a list of my 15 favorite Halloween texts. In their search, I just put in the word Halloween, and of all the ones that came up, and there were a couple hundred, these are the 15 that were my favorite. These are all found on the website textfromlastnight.com. So here we go. This one, I think, was my favorite. I don't care what I am for Halloween this year, as long as I'm not a father after.
That sounds like one of my friends.
Does it?
Yeah, it does. Those are my friends. He still believes that the pull-out method works.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that's kind of
you know that's all, I only pull out and like I still like you know haven't got anyone pregnant, but you know I use like weed to like lower my sperm count, so like that's my like form of
birth control.
Yes,
I just like to hang around nuclear power plants.
I just like to get stoned out of my mind and fall asleep and making huge mistakes. So
I sneak into the hospital in the middle of the night, find the X-ray machine, and just point it right at my dick.
Yeah, just take them down.
No more.
Oh. I thought this would give you superpowers. What is this?
I was hoping to shoot laser beams out of my head. And look what happened.
Cancer. That's what happened. Yes,
exactly. I was going to stop crying.
The long dick of justice.
Yes. Let's not have this armed robbery turn into a rape. Cockman.
Aw.
All right, next. I thought this one was funny. There are going to be so many Snookies this Halloween that I might just dress as the guy that hit her and punch them all in the face.
I think that's a great thing.
Yeah, that should happen.
You think it's a great thing there's going to be a lot of Snookies for Halloween this year?
No. I think it's someone a great idea that them. He should be able... I think anybody
punching
that...
Punching them in the face?
Yes.
Guidos, like, seriously?
Oh, that's... God, they punch them too. Like, it's not that I have anything against Italian people. It's just like, what the fuck? Keep your Americans in line.
My friends are like, yeah, fist pump. And I'm like, they're fist pumping cock, dude. Like, how do you think they get their hair gel? Like,
pretty much.
That hair doesn't just stand up on its own. It's all natural.
Yeah, he doesn't go to the gym. He just jerks off for like 6 hours a day.
You got some pale ale up in there.
Exactly. Okay, next one. That's a pretty pale ale.
Pearly pale. Yes.
And I like Sierra Nevada.
Not anymore, you don't.
No, not anymore. No more pale ale.
The next text is, the Jolly Green Giant just punched the Pope. Halloween is the best. That's the cool thing about Halloween. People dress up, get wasted, and you can see some weird friggin' fights. The Jolly Green Giant punching the Pope.
That would be cool. I think if you saw that, like, the first thing you would do is just, like, tap beers with your friend and say God bless Halloween, because if it's not the whorish women walking around as children characters,
oh god,
you know,
actually the first thing I would do was probably like, you know, do the cross thing where you touch your hand to your forehead, then your chest, and then right and then
yeah,
you know, I think I would, if I saw someone punch the Pope on Halloween, that's what I would do.
Grazie.
is that called crossing it out? Because like black people when they do the handshake, it's called gapping it out. So I figure that Christians, they cross it out.
Oh, no. Come on, that's way too...
Eat your vegetables, you'll punch the Pope in the face.
Way too stereotypical.
Well, what is more important? Actually, I don't know who won this fight, but, you know, Jolly Green Giant versus the Pope, what is more important, God or eating your vegetables? Who do you root for?
I think they're both
kind of a big deal.
The vegetables.
The vegetables.
Well, let's root for the real things.
Yeah, there you go.
Costume-wise, the Pope wins, but I'm going to go ahead and say that the Jolly Green Giant's going to win because, what, Popes are usually like 40? Or they have to be 40? They have to be 40 at the lowest, right?
Yeah. The Pope himself does have a cool costume. He's got a bunch of them. He's got all those huge hats. You know, he's ready for Halloween all year long.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, man, if you could just, like, get, like, a plexiglass box to walk around in, like, it's the Pope Mobile. Just, like, just have it like a car for your legs.
Oh, yeah, 2 inches of bulletproof glass.
That's probably what it was. His costume was, like, bumping into the Jolly Green Giant, and the dude wasn't apologizing because he's an asshole pope. Well, and then he got leveled.
He's a messenger of God. He doesn't have to say he's sorry. Well, it's, you know what? The Pope, all he has to do is repent, which means he apologizes to God.
Mm-hmm.
So anything he does to anyone else, he doesn't have to apologize to them. I mean, he can just, you know, kick a little kid in the balls and then look up at the sky and say, sorry. You good.
just crotch punt a kid.
Exactly. It's
like just give him hell, Charlie Brown.
There you go. Next, and this one is got to be true. For Halloween, I should be pregnant. What is scarier than that?
Me getting you pregnant.
Yeah, there you go. So walking to see your boyfriend. Hey, honey, guess what I am for Halloween? Ah!
$400 poorer because we're going to the clinic.
Yeah, that's right.
Was it wrong? Oh.
No, it's fine. It's not wrong. No, but you know, you just think that, like, I don't know about Republicans and stuff like that. Like, you know, people like are not for abortion. Like, they care more like about welfare.
Yeah, you know, it's like yeah. I don't know. Well, it's like they're opposed to. You know, I hear this one a lot. They're opposed to abortion, but they're in favor of the death penalty.
It's all in the timing.
It's all in the timing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I saw a billboard recently, and it was like, they show a fetus, and I was going to
find the cure for cancer. Yes.
You have a bit about that, don't you?
I think that might be Brian Warner.
William Lushbaum or Nick Warner.
One of them has it, and I think Will has something that it's like he's angry. He's like, because, you know, I don't fucking know.
Well, either way, one of them. But when I saw that sign, I thought to myself, you don't know he was going to cure cancer. I mean, he might have been the guy that killed the rest of the Jews.
Yeah.
So you don't know what he's going to do.
He could have been part due of Hitler.
Yeah, exactly. Hitler 2, The Revenge.
If you're Crystal knocked out.
Yeah. If you're a fetus and you can't get yourself out of an abortion, you just shouldn't be able to, like, you know, find the cure for cancer.
Well, the funny thing is, I saw that billboard. Of course, I was stoned while driving.
Of course.
Because that's the greatest thing to do. But saw that billboard, and I wanted to
write it. Fresno's not a real exciting town. You got to do something to keep yourself excited.
Yeah, and it was in Goshen, and I was just, my thought was, really? In Goshen? That's who's going to find the cure for cancer? You're going to find a way to get meth that you can't overdose on. That's what you're going to get from Goshen.
I'm down. That's right. Hey, you know, that would actually be cool.
It's like I can tweet constantly.
You still get high, but it doesn't damage you physically at all. That would be awesome. That would be the greatest invention ever. That's like methadone to the third power. That would be great. Methadone, that's the stuff people use to get off heroin, right? Yeah, methadone.
Or just the stuff they use before they get on heroin.
Or before they get on heroin.
It's a gateway drug.
So, Doc, I was thinking about starting to do heroin because, you know, I want to ruin my life and lose a lot of weight. And, you know, I kind of like my hair to fall out. So, is there anything you can help me? Because, you know, I don't want to jump in. And I was like, well, all right, well, first start smoking. And then after that, I'll give you a prescription for medical marijuana. And about 3 months later, you can come in and I'll give you a script for methadone.
What's funny is I actually have like my medical marijuana card.
Yes.
Do not smoke weed.
No.
No. I went.
You just bought it to be cool.
No, I actually.
I was thinking about doing that, honestly.
No, because
I have my card.
Well, I don't. I just don't like smoking. And like the one time, like I did, and like my friends were like, "Hey, can you go buy some weed?" I was like, "Nah, dude, I'm just way too high to go buy weed right now." And I mean,
so you basically paid $80 for a permanent excuse for a year, or for excuse for a year to not buy your friend's pot.
If you're too high to buy more drugs,
you got a problem.
Damn,
you've won.
Yeah,
like, I mean. Hit up Charlie Sheen because you're winning at that point.
Holy shit.
Fuck tiger blood. I have weed.
That's right.
I got so high I became sober like one time. But one thing I love to do is you get high and jump in a pool because you feel
like
you're
to drown?
No, dude. Like my friend looked at me and he just goes, dude, have you ever swam while you're high? And I was just like, no, why? And he just goes, it's like you're in space. And I was like, how is it like you're in space?
Have you ever, I've never been in a sensory deprivation tank, but you know how they work, right? They're just, they close it and it's like half filled with water, so you're floating.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can see that. Actually, you know, I would just say get high and go and check out a sensory deprivation tank.
You don't want to get too caught up in being in space, because stoners get fascinated by space. God. And you don't want to spend too much time at the bottom of a pool moonwalking.
That's true.
Because that's a way to drown. Lung capacity isn't exactly on a stoner side anyway. So.
Well, next, we have a couple of bee-related costume, bee-costume-related tests.
Oh, God.
Is that bees?
I know like five chicks that want to be bees for Halloween, and I'm just like, awesome. God, I do not want to get the clap from you.
You should dress up as the queen bee.
The queen bee?
Yeah, that's right. And they should be drones. They should be your drones.
Oh, God.
It would be awesome. Wouldn't that be great?
Sexy bee slaves.
This is the insect version of a harem. That would be awesome. Here's the first one. I just made a girl do the walk of shame as a bumblebee. I love Halloween. That's awesome. Walk of shame is a bumblebee.
That's pretty funny.
I've seen some pretty good walk of shame.
Oh, God.
Not honey dripping down from between her legs.
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, like, you could seriously just go outside of, Fraternity Mall and just with a video camera and just be like, holy shit, like, half of Disney just walked out.
Yeah.
Pocahontas. Oh,
Pocahontas. There you go.
They did.
I think that's what they actually named the porn parody of that one, is Pocahontas.
Pocahontas.
I think so.
You know,
if they didn't, they need to.
I'm sorry, this needs to be addressed. Have you guys heard about the porn that was made in my hometown of Taft?
No.
No? It's called Airgasm. It's the first ever porn while skydiving.
Oh, yeah, I remember
that. Yes, I know the girl.
What?
I freaking know her. I know
that's
her.
Awesome.
Her name is Hope Howell. I looked at my friends.
What else would it be?
I'm not trying to talk shit, but I looked at my friends at one point when I was drunk and said, Hope Howell kind of sounds like it could be a porn star name.
Yeah.
You know, it does.
Yeah, it does.
And the only thing I was thinking this whole time is, I really hope that he finishes and pulls out before he rips the cord, because that'll break your dick right off. Like,
I mean,
if it's inside, it's coming down like a grater. It's off. Like, his name's Voodoo, and he'd have to probably worship Voodoo to get his dick back for that.
Pretty much. Okay, the other bee costume one is, she just asked if she could keep her bee antennas on during the mugshot.
Mugshot or mugshot. Yeah. Wow, she went to prison. Funny. Okay,
this text was obviously a police officer.
Yeah, to his wife.
Can I keep the bee antennas on during the mugshot? And you know, he or she also ended their text with "I love Halloween." That's a recurring theme here. Actually, a lot of people
love Halloween.
This weird thing happened. I love Halloween.
Oh, you have to.
It's awesome.
It's the only time you can sit there and stare at a girl no matter what. And if she comes at you and gets pissed off about it, I'd be like, seriously, your snatch is hanging out. Like,
No, it's
can see your birth canal. That's awful.
What are you staring at? I think I'm looking directly at your labia. I might pull up a chair.
No, I just don't like Halloween because, like, no matter how much I want to be something slutty, I can never top just being my girlfriends as a person. All of my exes, I cannot top that shit.
You're just burning bridges on this.
I know, right? I don't have friends. It's okay.
Am I going to have to start talking about horrible hookups now? Like, I feel like I'm the only one that hasn't divulged horrible sexual information.
Well, he's talking about actual women he have sex with. I just talked about jerking off.
I'm talking about women I'm having sex with while I close my eyes.
Yes. Have you ever had sex with anyone you work with? I had everyone I work with, and they loved it.
Oh, man.
No, it's like, here's, we got to take a break real quick, but I just want to give my favorite pickup line. It's never worked.
Okay.
But it's my favorite one anyways. I'm going to have you tonight anyways. You might as well be there.
That's funny. That is funny.
All right, this is JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics. We're going to be right back.
That's funny.
This is JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics, and we are back. Okay, so continuing on with our Halloween text listing. What's up?
Oh, I was saying, whenever we were talking about it, I was like, it's one of those moments where he caught the joke later than he was supposed to.
Yeah, that happens a lot. Actually, going to talk about that real quick. Have you guys have had an experience where you did a bit? You're on stage. You do a bit. We're all stand-up comedians here.
Yeah.
You do a bit. The audience all laughs, and like 5 seconds later, there's like one guy in the second row who then it's like he just got it and starts laughing.
He fucks up your timing.
Yeah, yeah, and just he will not stop laughing, and it's just like shut up.
it happens on my one-liners a lot. Do you guys have like a short joke that you do where that's happened to you?
Oh God, oh, yeah, yes. Definitely. Oh God.
Go ahead, anytime
I have a joke about a fictional girlfriend, because the last 2 years that I've been doing comedy is because I was trying to get over one, I say, my girlfriend and I broke up next Tuesday. and every time there's some fucker that doesn't catch it. And all I do is, like, instead of like getting mad about it, I try to play along, you know, because that helps get the crowd on your side. So I just look at him and say, oh, light bulb, or you know, be like, says the guy who's probably still in elementary school, you know.
Jeremiah, you got one like a short.
I came up with this joke on 4th of July. And I forgot where I used it at, but like I was just like, yeah, on Independence Day, I like to do stuff alone.
And you just stop, like, right there. And then you shouldn't even finish funny. The joke. You should just...
No, that is the joke.
Oh, that is done. Oh, yeah. Man. That's so good. That's so good.
That's awesome. And then, like, I don't think I've heard that bit from you before. That's hilarious.
I have two whole new sets, and I'm just waiting to use them. Like,
cool.
There's one joke that I heard the other day, and I was so upset that I couldn't think of it on my own. It's a comedian named Nick Kroll.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've heard the name,
funny.
But
he's
not
funny.
I'm not familiar.
Yeah, he does Fabrice, like, that chick or whatever. But anyway... his joke is, my girlfriend and my mom use the same perfume. Now my girlfriend's more attractive.
That's funny. That's awesome.
The old bait and switch.
Well, the last time that it happened to me where I did a joke and like one person, the dude sitting in the front row, I have this bit where I say I don't like black porn, but it's not a racial thing. It just takes too long to download.
because they have a huge dick.
That's exactly. And it's like 5 or 6 seconds into it, everyone else is laughing, and I look, there's this black dude sitting in the front row, like, what? And I just looked at him, and I leaned forward and I said, black people have large penises, and large penises take longer to download than a small penis. And he's like, oh.
Hammer cock.
I would have thought you would know that black guys have large penises.
I just thought it was still because black people had dial up.
No. That's horrible. Black people do not use dial-up. They just steal Wi-Fi from their neighbor. Anyway, that's horrible. Hey, you know what? I had to say something so I could apologize to black people again next week.
Always got to apologize to the black people.
This is exactly.
The African-Americans.
Actually, if I don't say anything about black people, then they feel neglected. And then I have to apologize for that. Now, you know what? Yeah. My whole life, I've always been a sarcastic asshole. I was just never funny before. And I still, every once in a while, I'll say something and everyone just kind of stare at me. I'm like, what? Because in my head, everyone was laughing.
Yeah, definitely.
And so it was like the second episode of this podcast. I was like, you know, I did that like 3 or 4 times in the first episode. And it wasn't always about, one of them was about black people and the others were about other stuff. And so that's when I started doing an apology each week.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, for something crueler, I'm not mean on purpose. I'm mean by accident.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to hurt anyone's feelings.
No.
It just, I think everything is funny. I think stereotypes are funny. I think that stupid shit that I do is funny.
I think people don't catch on that when we do stereotypes, it's not that we're agreeing with people.
Yeah.
It's that we're celebrating ignorance of people and we're sharing a laugh, you know?
Yeah.
I think stereotypes are true.
Well, I think some of them are true, and I think there's no reason to get upset about certain ones. Like,
who the fuck cares if you like fried chicken?
Yeah, really. Yeah. I have to agree
with
that.
Everybody loves fried chicken.
I love fried chicken. There's a KFC right near my house. I have lunch there like a couple times a week. I take my dad to lunch there a couple times a week. I love fried chicken. Why would someone get mad
over liking fried
chicken? You like fried chicken. Okay.
Watermelon, not so much.
I don't understand. Yeah, I don't like watermelon.
Yeah, not so
I can
much.
Understand people getting upset about that. I thought watermelon tastes like shit.
I had a racist moment in Taco Bell last night. I saw this little Asian girl on a man's shoulders, and he had his eyes closed, and she was navigating him, right?
My bad.
And she goes, go left, and he can't because there's something there. And he's like, she's like, oh, go right. And then so he goes right. And I look at my friend and just go, even as children, they're terrible drivers.
That's terrible. That's awesome.
You know, it's women drivers who give Asian drivers a bad name. That's true.
Well, it's, I like it's just,
that's terrible.
High five.
Yeah, right there. Yeah. I was growing up, I had a neighbor who he loved to talk shit about other races. And yeah, I was living in a trailer park at the time. And he once was complaining about Asian drivers. And I was like, dude, you got a flat tire in your house.
Oh, man.
Anyway, okay, so moving on with the list.
Damn, he's on Halloween.
That's right. Now, the next one, the Halloween text from textfromlastnight.com. Well, I wanted to be you for Halloween, but I couldn't fit seven dicks in my mouth.
That's a guy who found his friend banging his girlfriend.
Yeah, and he's sending this text to his girlfriend.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I'm pretty sure we can go ahead and put a stamp on that and case closed.
that's something to be prideful about.
Yeah, being able to stick seven dicks in your mouth, that would actually be impressive.
I wouldn't want to do that personally.
You know, the ability to stack seven guys close enough to each other that you can put the seven penises.
Those are
and that they're confident enough in their manhood to allow their penis to actually touch six other penises at once.
Yeah, it's like a revolver of cock.
Yeah, it's like a revolver of cock.
It turns out it actually, only way that could be pulled off.
A seven shooter? That's right.
The only way that could be pulled off is,
I'm pretty sure
it wasn't dicks as much as it was just Ethiopians.
I was going to say some gymnasts, but you know.
Okay. You could do that. We could go with that.
Yeah, how flexible are you? Well, let's find out.
They're kind of gay to begin with.
Yeah, that's true.
And who says all the dicks have to be in one orifice, you know? Come on, guys. We got the nose. We got the ear. Like,
yeah, just get a bunch of guys together, go up to girl. How would you like to be airtight?
That is terrible.
Cork you up.
Yes, that's right. No air will escape. You know what? If someone releases a toxic gas in that room, all the guys are going to die. She'll be fine.
Do you think you could drown a girl like that? Like if they all simultaneously at the same time?
It will look like you drowned it.
Yeah.
She's crying.
Poor girl. No, those aren't tears.
Those aren't tears. Oh, God.
It's got to come out somewhere.
They're jeers.
Yeah, it's jeers. Sorry. Okay, moving on with the list. Best thing about Halloween? There are pumpkins to puke in everywhere. Have you ever had someone puke in your pumpkin? And you carve a jack-o'-lantern and put it on the front?
I have been the puker in a pumpkin.
Oh, you've been the puker?
I have had. Yeah.
It was you.
No, it's like there was a good, like, I had to walk down.
You know what? I'm sorry.
No, no. I had to walk down my street one day, and I think I threw up in every other pumpkin.
You were doing
sharing
the walk.
It was the next morning. Spreading awareness.
It was the next morning. You were doing the walk of shame.
I was like, no, not the pumpkin.
That's one thing. It's not the walk of shame for a guy.
That's got to be the biggest mind fuck, because then you wake up and you see a pumpkin that has vomit like coming out like of its mouth, and you're like, holy shit, my pumpkin vomited.
Wow, that one's that one is really scary. It's like they come by the next morning to check out the pumpkins to do the competition, and you won.
You win.
Why? Why did I win? Well, it was really scary. It had pus coming out of the mouth. That wasn't pus.
That was a Crunchwrap Supreme.
Crunchwrap Supreme, that's right.
Taco Bell soaks up alcohol.
Well, you know what? Yeah, given the choice between puking in my jack-o'-lantern and puking on the porch, on the ground, you know what? Puke in the jack-o'-lantern, that's cool. I think I would prefer that. Next, I hate when I ask a girl what she's being for Halloween and the first word isn't slutty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, well, that's an obvious.
Yeah. It shouldn't be, I'm going to be Red Riding Hood. It should be, I'm going to be slutty Red Riding Hood.
I have a problem with that because it's just implied. Yeah. So basically, all I assume is them saying slutty and then whatever. So it's slutty blank.
Well, you know, any Halloween costume for a woman, all you have to do is take whatever the clothing would normally be and
make it
a mini skirt.
Make it a tube top.
Yeah.
Make it a mini skirt and a tube top.
Or a bra.
Or a bra, yeah. But
yeah. Or no bra.
Or be
no
Ariel bra. With yeah. pasties.
Ariel with pasties.
Yeah.
Yeah, just whatever sort of clothing should be on the bottom half of their body, just replace it with a miniskirt.
I had a friend.
Replace it with a matching miniskirt. And, stockings up halfway up their thigh. And then.
Have you guys ever watched Dexter?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I have a friend who was actually a Dexter victim. And she had cellophane just completely wrapped around her, and she went to sit down, and then she, like, realized that it wasn't going to happen. Like, if she tried to sit down, bad things would happen, you know? And,
she was not a Dexter victim. She was a slutty Dexter victim.
She wasn't a slutty Dexter victim.
I've never What's seen the point?
Because the cellophane was around her whole body. It was a one-piece, you know? It was all giant one-piece. As opposed to like
a giant,
I guess like a tube top that's so thick that you can't see the nipples anymore. You know?
Wow.
The perfect censorship.
Awesome. There you go. Yeah, you know, I had an idea for a Halloween costume. I actually did this, it was about 15 or 16 years ago. I had this black trench coat, and I got a pair of flesh colored shorts and a t-shirt to put on underneath it.
Yeah.
And then I made a sign that just said censored and put that across my chest and down my
crotch. Yeah.
And so I would, hey, you want to see my costume? And I would flash.
Yeah.
But of course, all they see is a big censored sign.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. That's good.
I was really happy.
I got a lot of screams, and then when they realized what I was actually wearing under the trench coat, they're like, oh, fucking tease.
Everyone.
Hey, if you want to see it for real, you just let me know.
It's debatable if I do or not.
Yeah, you know what? We don't want to see it. We're curious, but we don't want to. It's like if you're told, yeah, there's this video on YouTube of two girls, one cup, where they're they're chewing on each other's poop and vomit, and you're like, oh my god, that's disgusting. I don't want to see that. What was the link again?
Because you gotta show your friends.
Yeah.
Oh god, you do.
I don't want to see it.
No.
I want to see people's reactions when they see it.
That started like a huge YouTube following. Dude. Like it went viral. Yeah.
People who on YouTube there are hundreds of videos of people watching it for the first time, and they're just like, you know, dry heaving and.
I feel sorry for like the people.
I feel sorry for the cup.
Well, the people who came up with the internet because, yeah, I mean, I feel sorry for the cup too.
I'm sorry.
You know, but no, I mean, I feel sorry for the people who invented the internet because the internet was supposed to be like all this infinite potential, and like it was supposed to be like a gateway to information, and now it's like.
Porn.
Dicks and boobs and girls shitting in cups. Like,
yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
you know, like if it's not that, you're trying to find what's the next shock value.
Well, it's like this is a worldwide network where people can come together to steal music and share porn. I think it was like
I love my era.
Yeah, exactly. I do too. You know what? I'm glad all this stuff is around, and I'm of age to enjoy it. I think it's cool. I love my smartphone. I got an Android. I know a lot of people like the iPhone. You know, either one is awesome.
You
can have arguments about this one's better than that, and I won't try to get into it because I don't know anything about the iPhone. I've never had one. Mm-hmm. But I do know that on my Android, it's got a flashlight on it.
That's
Are you kidding
sick.
Me? A
yeah.
flashlight?
That's pretty cool.
You know, everything is on here. It's amazing. And then there's anything that the phone itself can't normally do, you can get an app for.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, so it's... I actually did this joke a while back at a nightclub in Atlanta. The parking lot attendant got shot by someone who was pissed off he'd gotten kicked out of the club.
Yeah.
But the bullet... He was unharmed because the bullet ricocheted off of his cell phone. And the first thing I thought was, I got to get that app.
Bulletproof.
Exactly. It's like, and on the screen, when you bring the app up, it just shows a Superman symbol. And dun, dun, dun.
There is an app that turns your phone into a scale.
A scale?
Now, yeah, like a scale for weighing pot. Like,
oh, really?
Put pot on it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Now I'm going to tell you, it doesn't work very well, but it just lets you know.
But still, you know.
That everybody is using these apps now. Everybody.
Yeah, they are awesome. We're almost done with that list, but we got to take a break real quick. I'm JT Foreman, we're the Bitter Comics, and we'll be right back. This is JT Foreman, we're the Bitter Comics, and we're back. Okay.
I wish they got that break. Like that whole break. Yeah, it was great.
That was. Moving on with the list. We're getting almost done here. The next text from textfromlastnight.com. Having my hair in braids makes puking so easy. or I'm being an Indian every Halloween.
And that's so true.
Yeah, you know, you got your hair in braids, so you don't you can get them all. It's
you only get two tips.
You don't have to be any good at holding your friend's hair. If it's just in braids, you just grab a hold of it.
Well, and like natives have that stereotype that they abuse alcohol, so I mean, it's kind of like acceptable, you know.
I need to start hanging out with some natives.
I actually have a friend who was an Indian, and that did come into play. Like his braids were, because he does have long hair. So
well, you know, that's like your. Indians are the stereotype that they drink all the time, and then you dress up as an Indian and you get wasted. It's very meta.
It's very surreal.
It's very surreal.
I need to start hanging out with some Indians.
There you go.
We don't see a lot around here.
I need to start going to Chuck Chanty.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can drink their booze and I'll just go to the buffet.
Table Mountain sold out. It's all about Chuck Chanty.
Fuck Table Mountain.
If Table Mountain does hear this, I would be happy to perform a show, and that was only a joke. So.
Okay, next, I love this one. I think I'm going to wait until after Halloween to call off the wedding. No need to ruin my favorite holiday.
I get it, but why are you fucking? Like, why are you fucking up?
Yeah. Well, you know, if you don't want to marry him, maybe you should call off the wedding before Halloween so you can find someone you actually do like to have sex with. And to get drunk and fuck on Halloween night, you know?
Yeah,
like, or just the guy throws great Halloween parties, and that's the only cool thing about him. I don't like him. He's not all that good in bed. He's kind of stupid. But, damn, the candies he sets out for the trick-or-treaters.
Why are you talking about me?
Yeah.
Not cool. Name Robert.
You know, those pot brownies are awesome. Kids love them.
Oh, pot brownies.
Next. We're going to be Siegfried and Roy for Halloween, and you are going to be the tiger.
That's so fucked up, man.
That's awesome.
No, because you know that this is the guy that is the butt of every joke in that group of friends. Like, he is...
Why are you talking about me? No.
Callback.
No, I get it.
Oh, it's so good.
Awesome. Okay, next, I'm dirt poor, will suck dick for Halloween costume.
My question is, how the fuck did a bum get a hold of an iPhone?
Yeah, that does sound kind of like the sign you'd see a homeless guy holding up at Halloween.
Will suck dick for...
Yeah, will suck dick for Halloween costume.
My ex...
Chewbacca mask.
My ex really needs a job. God. I'll stop.
No, continue, please.
And finally... Is it too weird if I'm a sexy tampon for Halloween?
I've never met a tampon.
No, it is not too weird for you to dress up as a sexy tampon for Halloween. In fact, I think that's just the right amount of weird. Wait, a tampon during that time of the month? Or at what point in the cycle are
Maybe
you
a
at?
Zombie tampon.
At what point in the cycle are you the tampon for?
like they just stick it up there just for no reason.
Well, why not?
Are we talking about spotting or opening the floodgates?
Yeah, there we go. That's a good question. So all of these texts came from textfromlastnight.com. I just went into their search, put in the word Halloween in their search, and these and a whole bunch of others came up. But check out textfromlastnight.com. And especially if you are in the 559 area code and you've got a crazy text message, put it on textfromlastnight.com. And you might hear us make fun of you on this show.
On the show.
But we won't know who you are, though, because it just shows the area code. So, or, you know what? Email to us at bittercomics@hotmail.com. If you got a crazy text message that you sent or received, go ahead and send that to us. All right. Now, we're actually running out of time. I don't think we're going to have any time to do any of these news stories this week. But today is Halloween. This show will be posted after Halloween. But since today is Halloween, I do want to ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
Tell me about one of your funniest or weirdest or craziest Halloween experiences.
It was a party last year. There was like over 200 people at this ranch.
Cool.
And the cops ended up showing up.
Of course they did.
And I drank a gallon of wine. And Carlo Rossi, thank you very much.
Was it out of a box?
No, it was actually out of a gallon jug.
Oh, one of those, like, with a little bitty bomb.
Yeah. Carlo Rossi.
He got the bomb jug.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? If the wine isn't good enough that you would want to drink a gallon of it, why are you bothering to buy it? I mean, that's why the only wine I drink is if it comes in a box. If there's not 4 gallons there, you know, obviously it's not good enough that you want a lot.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I had recently downed like a gallon of wine starting from like 8 in the morning to like at night. And when the cops came in, the first thing I remember is I have a fake ID, so I'm 26. And this chick like is standing outside in the front with me, and like she has like a beer bottle.
Allegedly,
yeah.
He allegedly has a fake. Allegedly, has
a fake yeah. ID. I might not. But
he
you
doesn't
know.
Actually. It's alleged.
Yeah. It's anyway. It's, yeah. Okay. So, anyways, so she's holding this beer bottle, and then she like sees the cops. The cops are like, "Stay right there." She drops it, starts running, and then like it's a long way to the house, and so like the cop ends up running after her and then tackle her. And then she like she's walking by me. She's like, "Jeremiah, help me out." And I'm just like, "I don't know who you were talking about. I am Calvin." Like, anyways, I ended
up. It's impressive that you were so wasted, but you still maintain the presence of mind to remember your pseudonym. That's awesome.
Oh yeah.
No idea who you are, but I mean, I am Calvin Barrett. Don't trip. No, but anyways, the party got broken up, and then I just remember like my good friend William Lushbaugh standing pantless on the hood of someone's car. It's a foreign car, mind you, so it's a nice car.
Well, hey, standing, you know what?
That's a very foreign thing to do, though, to stand with your pants off.
Standing on the roof of their car in, like, a Santa, like, just shirt and just screaming.
I think I saw that picture in a magazine, but they put the staple in just the wrong spot.
That's horrible. And him, him screaming with the beer in his hand, "You will never take me down." Anyways, we ended up leaving after that, but that was my last Halloween.
Stories like that make me wish I were a cop. See, if you're going to be a police officer, sheriff's department is the way to go. Because the coolest shit happens in the middle of nowhere.
It does.
In town, it's like, you know, muggings and robberies and car theft. You're not going to get...
You're never going to take me down.
William Lushbaugh standing naked on top of a car. Screaming, "You're never gonna take me down!"
Oh, and before
in
this,
town, that's not gonna happen in town.
And before this, he waxed his legs.
Oh,
for God knows who, what reason?
Why not? You know,
yeah,
what?
You're gonna be painless.
Got to be more aerodynamic when you're running from the cops after that.
Okay. I know I'm gonna flee the scene.
Shave off a couple of seconds on that 40 times, so you can be the cops.
Yeah, the guy. Offense. Everyone getting arrested is like, damn. Jeez. I would have gotten away if I had just shaved my legs.
So it was this beard holding me back the whole time.
It's the whole time. God it's damn. Like extra wind resistance. You can escape. So I don't have to be faster than the cops. I just have to be faster than you.
That's always the funnest thing to say to your friends.
That's awesome. Oh, cool. All right, Andrew, you got a crazy Halloween story?
I have a couple of things that have happened to me on Halloween. I'd probably say, okay, this morning, I woke up next to Red Riding Hood, and before...
This is already awesome.
And before any of you guys, you know, start painting pictures about me just banging some random girl, I didn't, okay? I had a nice talk with her. Yeah, because I'm classy.
Classy isn't getting ass.
No, it doesn't. But anyway...
Wait. Class ends in ass.
I know that was kind of the pun, but I mean, classy kind of does. I don't know. I always say that, you know, sex is an option, but romance isn't.
Nah, there you go.
Yeah, but when you're...
No, you know what? I want both. I'll be honest with you. I want sex and I want romance.
Sex and romance.
Yeah, that's right.
But anyways, tell us about this.
Yeah,
if
I have a girlfriend, I want to have sex with her, and when we're watching TV, she should be sitting next to me with my arm around her. I want both.
I lied, guys. I lied. I showed her the big bad wolf.
Oh, hey!
Didn't know where I was going with it. No. Anyway.
You didn't shave?
Another thing, I was Alan from The Hangover.
Now, was she Red Riding Hood, or was she slutty Red Riding Hood?
Honestly, her costume was pretty classy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, like...
Was it at least sexy? Not slutty, but
no,
was
no,
it
yeah,
least sexy?
Definitely. Yeah.
Oh, so it was sexy Red Riding Hood, not slutty. It's not.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not going to fuck you tonight.
It was...
But check this out. You might get it one day.
It was Chris Hansen's not going to, you know, walk around the corner and tell me to have a seat, little Red Riding Hood, like, because she wasn't that little.
Ooh. Yeah.
So let's go ahead and put the pedophilia thing to rest.
Was the hood at least plaid?
No, it was red.
Ooh. What, was it like a red plaid?
No, it was just red.
Oh, damn. Hey, you know what? It's this. This makes me think of a song here.
We said I see walking in these woods.
I know what song you're gonna play.
Why it's Little Red Riding Hood.
You guys won't be able to hear it. I can't. I don't have it set up.
Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah, this is Sam Shaman Farrow's Little Red Riding Hood. It's just on YouTube right now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's like, hey there, Little Red Riding Hood.
That's what you I was thinking.
You sure are looking good.
But
I love that song. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The other best thing would probably be me waking up after a night of heavy abuse of Jaeger. And
Jaeger.
Yes.
Jaeger.
You know, do you abuse Jaeger or does Jaeger abuse you?
I think anybody can tell just by looking at the color of Jaeger that they're going to have a good time because it tells you where you're going to be at the end of the night. You're going to black the fuck out.
Yeah,
like, you
much.
Know, and if it's not that, it's the label. It's a circle, a deer, and a cross, which means, oh, dear God, I'm drinking Jaeger, you know? Like, it's bad times. Like, Jaeger basically tells you you're going to wake up, and this actually happened to me. I woke up with nothing but a Darth Vader helmet covered in syrup with $40 that I have no idea where it came from.
I got something like that. I actually wanted to do this bit about Jaeger that has to do with fucked up things that happen on Jaeger, and it was gonna be like my friends dropped me off in the wrong house with no clothes on, Jaeger.
like the Jaeger version of Dos Equis.
Yeah, Jaeger version of Dos Equis.
That's awesome.
That's funny because like even though like my friends and I have talked about that, like
it's shit like that.
Every one of my friends, like we have this Brady Bunch picture now of all of us, and it's people who drink Jaeger. And whenever you have your shit show, you cross them off.
No.
And basically you tell your story and then you just put Jaeger. You know, that's all it was.
Awesome.
That's it.
Well, hey guys, we're getting close to the end of the show. Thanks a lot for coming out.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh, can I make one last announcement?
Oh yeah, go ahead. I wanted to before we go, I do want to give you guys a chance to plug anything you got.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
So, Jeremiah, you got any shows coming up? Anything happening?
I have taken a 3-month break from comedy. I'm probably gonna start. I've been working on my autobiography, Jeremiah Lloyd, Sex and Tears.
Damn it, you took my title.
It was going to be Jeremiah Lloyd Knee Deep, but Sex and Tears is just
My title was No Sex, Just Tears.
No Sex, Just Tears.
No, but that is a serious statement. I am working on my autobiography.
Oh, awesome.
And
some of all the crazy drug and alcohol stories and everything. Awesome.
Mine is just crying during sex. So.
You're a comedian.
Yeah.
Make a...
Libraries.
Yeah, that was the PA system telling us the library is going to close in 20 minutes, but we'll be done with the show in just a couple. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, but I'm working on my autobiography, Jeremiah Lloyd, Sex and Tears, and it is dedicated to my family, who for when I needed it gave me money and for the most of the time left me alone at the house.
Awesome. Cool. And do you have any shows you're going to be doing?
I want people to book me, but... I could go to Heroes, but I'm just, work fucking sucks.
Yeah, sure. All right, Andrew, you got anything coming up?
This Tuesday, I actually made the finals for the comedy competition for Philip Medina. And
cool.
I'll be performing, hopefully, getting that spot. We'll see what happens. Awesome. I'm performing at Teasers on Friday, I just found out.
Okay, that's the World Tea Market in downtown Fresno. I don't have the address here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the last Friday of every, or I'm sorry, the first Friday,
Friday
of every month.
Yeah.
There's a comedy show there, and it's just called Teasers, but it's at the downtown location of the World Tea Market in Fresno.
And then after that, my next show is going to be at Thai Palms. I'm doing 3 shows. It's going to be the 16th, 18th, and 19th, unless I win the comedy competition, and then I'm going to be taking the 19th off and going to the Dinuba show.
Cool. Awesome. Awesome.
Oh, and check me out on YouTube.
Yeah,
check me out on YouTube. BOYDSTON.
I don't have anything specific booked in the next couple of weeks, but I do have some stuff coming up later after that, so I'll be sure to announce them when they're coming up. Follow me on Twitter, JTForeman72. You can find my YouTube username is also JTForeman72, and the videos I put up are there. Jeremiah, you got some stuff on YouTube as well?
Also, Zen Mode Lomedy with Nick Warner and William Lushbaugh. I'm not sure how this is going, but we should get together and stop smoking weed.
Yeah, there you go. Well, no, yeah, not stop smoking weed.
Well,
but
well,
just, you know.
I think they need
okay,
to.
Okay, maybe you better stop smoking.
Yeah, and
not
I need
getting
to,
anything done.
I need to stop drinking. And driving.
Yeah, well, you know, if you stop drink, okay, stop drinking and driving. Because I was going to say, if you stop drinking, you're not going to have any of these cool stories to tell.
No, yeah.
Because well, I don't drink, and I don't have any cool stories, really.
Oh, with the whole pot and alcohol thing, like, I like marijuana because you can abuse it during the week and no one gives a shit. Like, no one's going to tell you need to go get help.
See, waking up and, like, you know, wake and drink. Like, you know, like when you just wake up and pound a couple of beers, like, yeah, that's just, you know, it's more frowned upon than wake and be.
It's just called alcoholism.
It's called Why'd She Leave Me.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks again for coming out to do the show. I really appreciate it. For Andrew Boydson.
Yes.
And for Jeremiah Lloyd.
Yes.
I'm JT Foreman. This has been Bitter Comics. Talk to you next week.
Good night. Excellent.